From Spark and Anvil and Tectonic Forge, this is Sync in Chapter 1 of the Tectonic Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Sync was small, even for a tween. Her shell, a warm tan cream, had soft bands that looked more like cozy pillows than hard armor. She wore a vest covered in embroidered maps and diagrams, a true Earth Watcher's uniform. In her hands, she carried a stack of cards and a model of the planet's layers. Her workshop smelled of damp earth and old paper. She carefully set down her tools on a smooth, worn wooden table. "Today," she began, her voice soft but clear, "we'll watch how the Earth truly moves." Her dark, patient eyes seemed to hold millions of years of time. She wasn't talking about quick shifts. She meant the deep, slow stories of the planet.
Sync picked up a layered Earth cross-section. It showed the thin crust and the thick, flowing mantle beneath. "See how the layers fit?" she asked, tracing a finger along the model. "The crust is thin as an eggshell. The mantle is like super slow honey, always moving." Then she fanned out her plate motion cards. Each card illustrated a different way Earth's giant plates interacted. "Imagine two plates," Sync said, holding up two cards. "They don't just bump and stop. They collide." She brought the cards together slowly, a gentle nudge. "This is a convergent boundary." She paused, letting the simple movement sink in. "Sometimes," she continued, "one plate is heavier. It finds its way down." She slid one card under the other. The top card lifted slightly as the bottom one disappeared. "This is subduction." She held the model steady. "The oceanic plate, often denser, slides beneath the lighter continental plate."
A young student, a squirrel with bright, curious eyes, leaned forward. "Does it happen fast?" he asked. Sync smiled gently. "It's not a fast crash," she explained. "Think centimeters per year. To move just 1 meter, that takes about 50 years, does."
She pointed to a region on a map embroidered on her vest, near the Pacific Ring of Fire. "Oceanic plate sinks under continental plate here. It has been doing so for millions of years." She moved her finger to another spot. "The Andes Mountains? Built by this slow subduction. The Mariana Trench? The deepest part of our oceans? Same process. That's the going downside."
"Many people think of earthquakes when they hear plate collision," Sync said, her voice thoughtful. "They imagine violence, but earthquakes are simply evidence." She tapped her model gently. "They happen when plates stick for a long time, then they suddenly slip. It's the Earth doing its slow work. The story finally surfaces." She continued, her voice quiet. "The 2011 Tohoku earthquake and tsunami in Japan. That was the Pacific plate sliding under Japan. It was devastating for the people there. A terrible, tragic event. But the geological process itself? That was the slow story finally surfacing. Both truths matter. The impact on people and the patient work of the Earth." Sync had learned this patience from her own family. They lived near the ancient mountains, a place called Tectonic Forge. For generations, her armadillo ancestors had watched the mountains slowly weather. They learned that the mountains are doing patient work. The visible event we see today is the slow story finally surfacing. Sync carried that lesson deep inside her.
When she turned 12, she walked to Tectonic Forge for her appointment. Geo, the village mentor, had asked her, "What is subduction?" Sync had answered, "The heavier plate finds its way down. It takes a long time. That's okay. Patient Earth process. Earthquakes are evidence." Geo had simply nodded. "You are appointed." Now, in her own workshop, Sync looked at her students. "Don't think of Earth as destroying places," she stated gently but firmly. "Earth is doing its patient work. Sometimes people are simply in the path. We must respect the impact on people, and we must respect the slow work of Earth. They are not enemies. I am Sync, she finished, holding up her cross-section model. What I teach is convergent subduction. The move is patient process, visible evidence, and respect for the people affected when events surface. She smiled, a soft, encouraging look. The heavier plate finds its way down, slow and steady.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Sync. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.